Hello everyone, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. This is the first audio podcast that I will be recording for the website. And in this first audio podcast, I just wanted to, you know, explain essentially in detail my first rental property purchase. So as you know from reading my blog, my first rental property purchased occurred in actually 2005, so May 2005. The property that I purchased was actually a pre-construction townhouse. So pre-construction essentially meaning it was a townhouse that was not built yet. It was a new construction, so I had actually, I didn't build the townhouse, I purchased the townhouse off of the floor plans of a builder in my town. So I went in essentially to the sales office, took a look at some various floor plans that they had, and ended up making the purchase of the townhouse. I had been watching this particular market for some time, probably about a year. So I'd become very familiar with the different townhouses that were selling, all pre-construction, and essentially the values in which these townhouses were selling. So I had a very good idea of what the market was looking like at the time. So as such, I purchased the townhouse. I ended up putting $15,000 down as my down payment, so that's 15,000 for my down payment. And that was that. So that was in May 2005. The townhouse actually closed. So I took possession of the townhouse in February 2006. At the time when it closed, of course, it was in a brand new area. So, there wasn't any grass. It was basically like new construction. It was brand new, what a brand new house or subdivision would look like. For the first mortgage that I ended up getting for the property, the interest rate that I had was 4.25%, and it was with one of Canada's big five banks. The bank was the Royal Bank of Canada, also known as RBC. So the initial, strategy at the time that I purchased was that I knew that I wanted to hold a property for perhaps, 3 to 5 years. That was kind of my initial, thought in terms of what I wanted to do with the property. And again, it was purchased in 2005. So, 2005 here in, Canada and specifically the Greater Toronto Area was a time in which the real estate market was really booming. So anybody that bought real estate, between the times of, I would say, 2002 through 2006, it was, essentially people were making money left, right, and center. It wasn't hard to do if purchased in the right place. So, which was interesting, in and of itself, because, being, I think, 5 years removed now, clearly, that's not how the market always works. That's not how the market always goes. So it was very interesting for me in the sense that, that was my first experience purchasing, a rental property. And I think, I thought that the market would always perform in the manner that it did back then. And that's clearly not the case. Evidence of that was obviously with the recession of 2008, 2009 that we experienced. As a tangent as well, it's very interesting because I see a lot of people now in the year 2010 that still think that the real estate market is moving in the manner that it did in 2002 through 2006. And there's still a lot of people speculating with regards to new construction, new condominiums, and so forth. So that's a story for another day. But the purchase occurred in 2005 for me. There was $15,000 down that I put. I ended up getting a first mortgage on the property. And the property, I ended up being able to rent out the property. I believe it was May of 2006. in which I got tenants for the property. So again, it closed in February of 2006, and then I was able to get tenants in May of 2006. So that's, of course, you know, a few months later. But the tenants were very good. The first set of tenants that I had in the property ended up staying there for about a year and a half, I believe. Very nice couple who actually had been living in an adjacent town, and they just sold their home and were custom building a new home. So in the interim, while their new home was being prepared, they needed a place to stay, obviously. And that's where they stayed. They stayed in my rental property that I have in Oakville. When I found these tenants, the way in which I found the tenants the first time around was I actually contacted a property management company which also bought and sold real estate. So I sought out some help the first time around because I really didn't know what was involved and how to do this properly by myself. So the company that I ended up hiring was a property management company / real estate brokerage. And as such, one of their agents that I contacted was able to find these tenants for me. So again, I was very happy with the tenants that came into the property. They took care of it, were very, very nice. Again, we're there for about a year and a half. Fast forwarding, in total, so those tenants left about a year and a half, like I had mentioned, after the property had closed. After that, I've had in total, in about 5 years of owning that property, I'm just going to count right now here to see how many sets of tenants I've had. So just give me a second while I think here. So in total, actually, there's been 4 sets of tenants, including the ones that are currently living in the property right now. So not too bad, with respect to over a 5-year time frame and, 4 sets of tenants. And on all of those occasions, actually with this particular property, the strategy that I've used is always to use a real estate brokerage and a real estate agent to locate the tenants for the property. I've opted for that method because it's worked well for me, and it's an area in which the realtors and the real estate brokerages in this particular part of the town, which is Oakville, Ontario, Canada, they're able to find very good tenants. So that procedure has worked for me, and I've stuck with it. So again, moving 5 years later from the time of initial purchase, I still hold the property. Going back, would I have thought that I still would have held the property, about 5 years ago? Probably not. I thought that I probably would have sold it. I guess one of the motivating factors for me, several years back was perhaps to sell the property, make a profit, and then, kind of go on from there. But it's been very interesting because I've seen the huge benefits of holding on to real estate for the long term. And long term is not even long in this case, it's only 5 years. I've really kind of, learned as time has gone on, really the importance of doing that, of not, getting too excited, not, selling too early when there's really no point of doing that. Were there times in which I thought about selling the property? For sure. I actually had it listed up for sale probably maybe 2 years into owning it. And it was actually listed as well as I had it up for rent as well. So I kind of was going with the best offer that that came in. And I guess fortunately in hindsight for me, the offer that came in was one in which there were people that wanted to rent the property. So I opted then to end up keeping the property and renting it out. So in this particular area, it's experienced very good appreciation. And I think it's probably, I would say, I want to say unique in the sense that this property being located in Oakville, which is essentially on the outskirts of the Greater Toronto Area, the Greater Toronto Area, you know, is a place that's in demand. It's a place in which we have a lot of, not in-migration, but rather immigration. So a lot of people moving into the Greater Toronto Area, obviously from other countries, which then is impacting, obviously, the demand of housing and the demand, you know, for rental accommodations. And then as such, it's affecting the appreciation of real estate in the Greater Toronto Area. So, you know, to give you numbers and so forth, just so you can understand, you know, what I'm talking about is, in a 5-year term, so from May 2005 until today, which is currently we're in June 2010, in terms of appreciation, I would say that the property, I'm trying to be, I guess, not conservative, but realistic, in the sense that this property probably is appreciated $100,000 over that 5-year time frame. And I just based that upon there was a comparable property that sold not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, that had some work done into the inside. So they had some hardwood flooring, some pot lights, the house was painted. So it was a little bit better the interior than the property that I own. But so that property ended up selling for $365,000, and ended up buying the property in May 2005 for, it was $250,000. So I'm thinking perhaps if I were to sell today this property, it would probably get in the market $350,000, and that may be a little bit conservative. So anyways, we'll say $350,000 that it would get. So again, that's a $100,000 difference from $250,000, and that was bought in May of 2005. So again, like I mentioned, I think it's a little bit unique in the sense that the other rental properties I own I bought them for lower values. They're cash flow properties. They're in solid, economic towns, but the appreciation is more modest. And especially too, these properties that I talk about now, the latter ones were bought at different times in the real estate market, right? They weren't bought in 2005 when everything was booming and it looked like there was no stop in terms of appreciation and so forth. So I guess all in all, it's been a very good purchase for the first rental property. My plans for the long term now are very different, I think, than my plans initially when I purchased this property, in the sense that I think this property I'm going to hold for the long term. And when I say long term, I'm probably looking at like 25 years, and that is 25 years from the initial purchase, which was back in 2005. Just because, you know, as time has gone on, I've just learned the real estate game a little bit better, and I've seen that the true value really exists from holding real estate long term, right? Because that's really where you get the mortgage pay down that occurs. You get your appreciation, and then you're getting your cash flow from your asset as well. So that's always a good thing. So that essentially was the description of my first rental property purchase. I hope you enjoyed listening to this audio podcast, and I hope to be putting out some more audio podcasts in the future. Some audio podcasts to look forward to are some interviews with fellow real estate investors, and they are going to be essentially outlining their experiences that they had when they bought their first rental property as well. Okay, so again, thank you very much for listening to this audio podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.